How you doing? Do you have a weapon in your vehicle or anything like that?
I do. I told him I have a weapon and he needs to leave because my wife is frightened. I have my concealed carry permit.
Okay.
And my license is down here.
Okay. You don't have it on you?
I don't have it on my person. It's in my console.
Okay. Not in trouble or anything like that, but because there is a gun in the vehicle, just for obviously your safety, mind, I appreciate how cooperative. Would you mind just turn off the car and stepping out away from the gun? That's fine. I appreciate that.
I'm gonna reach over. I'm gonna reach over and unbuckle my.
All right, that's fine.
You're lucky. My family is retired here.
And then, so what I want you to do, actually, sorry, I don't want him like running over to here while it's in here.
Yes, sir.
Can you possibly turn it back on and roll up your window and lock the car?
Yes, sir.
So yeah, go ahead and do that. I believe you.
Okay. I don't want.
No. You're okay. I appreciate.
So
it'd be different.
They told us all in school, you know.
No, and you're doing it perfectly.
Okay. So I'm gonna roll the window.
All right.
Turn it off.
All right.
There's mine.
Cool. I'm going to put that right here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pat you down, all right?
Yeah.
Just because, and I appreciate your honesty, you're doing everything the right way, but we're going to make sure when guns get involved, it gets a little bit different.
I completely get it.
Hey, he does have a CCW, but it's not on him.
Okay.
So he says it's in his vehicle, so I just wanted to get him out and make sure.
Okay, cool, yeah.
All right, and then I'm just going to, all right, why don't we go over here? I'm going to take this. My partner is going to stand by.
Okay.
Is it okay if my partner just gets a look at it?
Absolutely.
Where is it at in your vehicle?
It's in the center console. It's in a holster.
Okay.
There's one magazine in the holster and a magazine.
Did you point your firearm at it?
I did not.
Okay, all right. So that's why we're here. He's calling saying someone pointed a gun at him. That's a lot different than saying, you know, anything else. But if he doesn't want to talk to us, we'll talk to him. But obviously, when guns get involved, we just want to be safe.
I understand, right? Sir. Yep.
So I appreciate that. Come on here. Let's go. I'm going to take you over to show you.
Where's the gun at, sir?
It's in the center console.
So what we're going to do for our safety, I'm going to remove the gun, unchamber it, run the serial number and everything, and go from there, okay?
Yes, sir. All right, I understand. Yes, sir.
40, I'm out with the listed suspect. He does have a CCW, but we're code 4. All right, come on over here, man. I'm going to take you over to the shade. I'm not going to put you in handcuffs or anything like that.
Yeah, my wife works in the back at J&L Baker.
Okay.
She's the nurse over there.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know I'm here. Or she knows I'm here, sorry. She doesn't know I'm out front. I told her I would come out here and just take a look at him.
Mm.
She told me he quit over there this morning, was saying some really crazy stuff. So she was scared, said she called 911.
Uh-huh.
So they were in the back and just scared for their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So I came over. I carry all the time, so.
Right, which is you're not doing anything illegal. You have a CCW. Like I said, he called and said that someone pointed a gun.
Yes, sir.
So you didn't point it at him?
Sir.
Okay. Because I'm going to ask him. I'm sure he's not going to be able to give me. Because we came and talked to him. This is now our second time. He's a little irate right now. So.
Okay.
You called us, though.
I called you?
Yeah.
I called.
Yeah, it says you did.
Am I obligated to stick around?
No. You don't want to provide a statement?
I gotta go.
You're not a victim? Okay.
I'm not a victim. Hey, you fucking owe me one, brother. You owe me fucking big time.
What the fuck is that? Did you borrow off that pickup truck?
I'm sorry?
No, he's talking about dispatch.
Okay. Is he the RT?
Yeah.
Okay, he's leaving.
Yeah.
98.
Paul 40. The RPN victim in this call just told us that he doesn't want our assistance, screamed out he's not a victim, and he's getting his car and leaving.
Let him know he's the same guy who was causing
it. They got him already for that. All right, John. Well, I appreciate your cooperation.
Yes, sir.
Like I've said a couple times, that's why we're here.
Okay.
I know you came here to be concerned, but no, you did everything the right way. So,
okay.
40, clear to copy an L1.
So how did he know about your gun?
I told him, I said, I'm carrying, please step, go away. My wife is scared.
Charles 383-4079, Last of Dawns.
I just didn't want to leave it in there and this guy comes running at it.
That's right.
Loaded.
Totally
awesome.
Understand. Yes, sir.
Thank you for cooperation and we'll no get problem. You out of here.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Sorry for the trouble.
You no. Call with them earlier too, I guess. You guys
were yeah, we were just out here maybe less than 15 minutes ago okay. with him. So
yeah,
I figured it might be a worker here or something like that, and he was either... Obviously, he's super irate. I figured he was either making it up, but no, you did the right thing. Immediately threw your hands up, like, yeah, I got a gun.
Yes.
That's all you could ask for.
Yes, sir.
So,
sorry, I didn't mean to cause a bunch of...
our biggest concern is whether people are kind of, like, insane, angry, whatever. Now, if you got to... That's why you have a CCW. If you got to defend yourself, you got to defend yourself.
Yes,
we just don't want anyone who has, like, a CCW waving it around or pointing it at him or anything like that, because we're like, all right, great. You know, now
he came up to my car like that and said, hey, I got a weapon on me.
It's a nice setup you got.
Thank you.
Is that shield?
Yes, sir.
It's a nice setup. It's
M&P Shield.
M&P Shield.
Are you related to Wayne Goins?
I am.
Are you so related to Nelson Goins?
That's my nephew.
Nelson is... I'm gonna be in his wedding here soon.
You are.
That's like one of my closest friends.
My brother's actually retiring. I'm on his retirement ceremony.
Okay.
Yeah, I